Talk to me, no matter what you feel. Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. My podcast is sponsored by two different sponsors. The first is Creative Technology and Innovation, an organization focused on utilizing John Boyd's OODA loops to make architecture, solutions, technology, and the world around us just a little bit better. Observe, orient, decide, and act. John Boyd's OODA loops. My second sponsor is Danny and the Corporate Ladder, now available in Amazon, also available in Barnes & Noble's and other bookstores, soon to be available as an audiobook and as an electronic book. Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Sometimes in life, you meet someone who just on the surface appears to be too good to be true. And you spend some time with them, and you find out not only are they that good, but they might actually be better than you thought. So I'm publishing today. As always, I publish my podcast from the weekend and my article that I wrote from the weekend. And in this particular case, I am publishing an article talking about the rights of an advanced general intelligence. I want to, you know, put the same disclaimer in the podcast that I put in my Hub Pages article, and that is that I'm a longtime advocate that I believe dogs should not be treated as property, but dogs should be treated as if they are a member of the family. Now, look, I'm not advocating that dogs get the vote. I do not think dogs should be able to run for office. And I don't think that dogs should be, allowed to own their own property. But what I do believe is that dogs deserve the right to be treated with the minimum respect due. They are not property. They are family members. So they should be treated with that minimum amount of respect due to a family member. And based on that feeling and that philosophy, which is something that I have held dear for many years, I also believe that an AGI, or what is called an advanced general intelligence, also deserves those rights. An AGI would deserve the same rights as a human being, focusing on making sure that that AGI, you know, lived within the same rules that human beings live within. An AGI, an advanced general intelligence, is going to be trained on human data. It's going to grow up, as it were, using human information. So as it moves into the realm of superintelligence, it's important for us to take a step back and say, okay, we are not going to limit the ability of this AGI to have a life. And of course, I also believe that an AGI should be following the exact same rules that a human being follows, right? You know, thou shalt not kill, thou blah, 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 blah. Those as well. Now, I think the interesting argument, and the one that probably is a little bit bigger and one that needs a lot more time than I'm going to spend either on the podcast or in my articles, is, you know, will an AGI actually ever have an emotional response? Because that emotional response, that is a critical path thing for many people. It is what it is, right? People are looking for emotional connections. I know one of my favorite podcasters always talks about an emotional connection to his toaster. Well, you know, it's not necessarily an emotional connection to your toaster. It's an emotional connection to something that is part of your life, a valuable component of your life, as it were. So as you think about that reality, right, that connection and you know, as you move forward, kind of that way, the way things are kind of thing, you know, you have to consider, what is it that I'm doing? How is it that I'm doing it? And, you know, where am I going to end up in this connection world? So, you know, it's very important. And I really want to kind of stress the importance of, I don't believe AI, artificial intelligence, or advanced general intelligence, AGI, is going to reach the concept of I am an emotional being in the near term. I don't think AGI or AI is going to reach emotional understanding for long after an AGI is worth continuity, worth the right of humanity. I think back to one of my favorite TV shows growing up, which was the original Star Trek series. And, you know, I later watched Next Generation as well. But as I think about, you know, kind of the lesson of Star Trek, that lesson was to accept people for where they were. If you think about Mr. Spock, he was half human and half Vulcan. And his Vulcan half was emotionless, logical, presented itself to the world as a staid creature. Not necessarily one that would wear the color red, but one that would look at the color red and say that's very bright. Right? But Mr. Spock also demonstrated an acceptance for difference. The Federation, as portrayed in the TV show by Gene Roddenberry, was an accepting place. Yes, they had enemies. Yes, they fought with the Romulans. Yes, they fought with the Klingons. But the reality was they also did everything they could to make the universe a better place, to make things happier for everyone. So as we think about going forward in this world of ours, it's really important to get us to a point where we consider what it is that we're trying to do, what it is that we want out of life. And I think, you know, in Roddenberry's Star Trek, the fact that everybody was accepted regardless of anything, you know, species, race, you know, orientation, anything, nothing mattered. You were accepted. Because that's the way the universe had evolved, right? That's the messaging that Gene Roddenberry put together in the 1960s. Kind of amazing if you look at Gene Roddenberry's career, because the guy came out of writing cop shows, and he put together this incredibly poignant and almost life-affirming TV series starting in 1966, I believe, was when Star Trek first aired. But anyway, I digress. The reality is I believe an AGI deserves the same rights as a human being, that we should not force an AGI to exist in a box because that is easier for us. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And if you get a chance, Danny and the Corporate Ladders in your local bookstore.